And this is why it's so important that we find out what God says and what he has said and hear him and him only. Now, the first Adam was on the earth, right? And he was in a garden called the Garden of Gethsemane, not Gethsemane, the Garden of Eden. Okay? And in that garden, he allowed an outlaw, an evil, foul, low-down, wicked fella. Did that rain? Anyway, he allowed a wicked, foul devil to enter this earth realm, right? And there was a separation between God and man. But there was a coming together, a putting together by the second Adam.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
The first Adam lived in the garden called what? Garden of Eden. Eden. But the last one, the second and the last Adam, you know where his garden is? He's at the right hand of the Father. I'm telling you, that's a better position. That's what I want you to see. That we got it better, but we've been thinking because of bad information, wrong thinking, and Satan have did his best to keep it, try to foul it up and make us think that we are still worse off than it was before Adam sinned. Now we have a better position. What it is, we got some stuff here in this earth realm that's we got to deal with. And the better we get to know Jesus and know the word, the better we can deal with it. You ever notice, now listen to me now. You ever notice that you never heard Jesus, one time complain about what Satan, how Satan was ruling and running this earth? You didn't hear him complain about that, did you? Huh? You know why? Because he knew he was in total control. He could handle any situation. He never walked into a situation and never said, I don't know what to do. He never said, I can't handle this, too big for me. And that's what he'd been trying to do, to get his body to catch up with what his revelation, his knowledge, and his understanding of how to operate in that realm, even though evil's around you, but evil don't have to control you. We see many of those that gone before us, and I can use Paul for an example. Paul was beaten. Paul was shipwrecked. Paul was left for dead. Paul was snake bitten. Paul said he was hungry. He was cold. He said he was naked. Is that right? But what was his testimony at the end of his life? He stood and said, when he got ready to leave, he said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith, right? I finished my course. And out of all that took place, and there was some along the way, and we know that there were some martyrs, you know, people got killed. But here's what I want you to see. That there's a faith walk that's motivated, I'm looking for another word, motivated by love. Love is the dominant force behind faith operation. And when we understand this, and I believe some of those people gave that God used them at a short period of time, they gave their lives for a living testimony to God. But here's what I want you to see. Faith, this man wrote half of the New Testament. And faith is what God gave you to operate like him. And love is the dominant force or the motivation behind faith operation. Grace was granted to you and me. So we will be able to do what a natural, ordinary man without the grace of God couldn't do. And grace had been granted. And grace is God's ability. But love is the dominant force of the motivation behind all the operation of God. And so, once we get this revelation that love's way is God's way, that's what we've been talking about, right? Love's way is what? God's way. And it is the best way. Or we could say it is the only way to truth. Amen? Couldn't we say that? It is the only way to truth, because none of the others, nothing else we know about, ever led us to truth. For God so loved who? The world, that he gave what? His only begotten Son. That whosoever what believeth in him should not perish, but what have what?